Chapter 14, Universal Teachings. Jesus' teachings are part of the universal teachings that have come down to us from many different sources and traditions, spiritual, philosophical, and practical, proclaiming the same essential message.
We are eternal beings.
Our essence is consciousness. We create our world with our thoughts and beliefs. Love is the essential ingredient for all of creation. We have nothing to fear. Our essence cannot be harmed. It will never die, and it is one with all that is. Buddha said it this way:
"He who experiences the unity of life sees his own self in all beings, and all beings in his own self."
To forgive others is to be good to yourself. We are shaped by our thoughts. We become what we think. With our thoughts, we make the world. Lao Tzu, the founder of Taoism 25,000 years ago, said it this way, in verse 21 of the Tao Te Ching: "The man of great virtue is one who follows the way of Tao, consciousness. This Tao is vague and intangible, yet in the vague and void there is image, there is substance. Within the profound intangible there is essence. This essence is genuine. In it lies great faith. Since the beginning of the world, Tao has been in existence. Only through it one can understand the origin of all beings."
And in verse 34, he went on to say,
"The great Tao is ever-present. It can adjust itself to everything. All things live by it, and it does not deny them. It gives great love to nurture all things and all lives, but dominates not. The Tao exists in one's true self. It cannot be found outside of one's true nature." The 5,000-year-old tradition of Hinduism, as recorded in the Bhagavad Gita, Gandhi's Bible, states the message this way: "I am ever present to those who have realized me in every creature. They worship me in the hearts of all, and all their actions proceed from me. Wherever they may live, they abide in me." When a person responds to the joys and sorrows of others as if they were his own, he has attained the highest state of spiritual union. They alone see truly who see the Lord, the same in every creature, who see the deathless in the hearts of all that die. Seeing the same Lord everywhere, they do not harm themselves or others. Thus, they achieve the supreme goal. Plotinus, the 3rd century Greco-Roman philosopher, said it this way: "God is not external to anyone, but present within all things, though they are ignorant that he is so. I am striving to give back the divine in myself to the divine in the all. Withdraw into yourself and look." Down through the ages, many other philosophers, spiritual teachers, and successful men of practical means have repeated these same truths in their own way. Here are a few quotes to illustrate.
"Imagination is everything. It is the preview of life's coming attractions." Albert Einstein.
"Whatever the mind can conceive, it can achieve."
W. Clement Stone.
"Whether you think you can or you think you can't, either way you are right." Henry Ford. "You create your own universe as you go along." Winston Churchill. "Whatever you ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive." Matthew chapter 21, verse 22. What things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Mark chapter 11, verse 22. All that we are is a result of what we have thought. Buddha. He changed human beings by regarding them not as what they thought they were, but as though they were what they wished to be, and as though the good in them was all of them. A friend and biographer of Gandhi. We have nothing to fear but fear itself. Franklin D. Roosevelt. All a man achieves and all that he fails to achieve is a direct result of his own thoughts. James Allen. All achievements, all earned riches, have their beginning in an idea. Thoughts are things. Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich. The future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams. Eleanor Roosevelt. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds. To him who knocks, the door will be opened. Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 and 8. What we are today comes from our thoughts of yesterday, and our present thoughts build our life of tomorrow. Our life is the creation of our mind. Buddha. You should always be aware that your head creates your world. Ken Keyes, Jr. We are what we think. All that we are arises from our thoughts. With our thoughts we make the world. Speak or act with a pure mind, and happiness will follow you as your shadow. Buddha. If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. Matthew 21, verse 22. I tell you the truth. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. Matthew chapter 17, verse 20. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. It was with God in the beginning. Through it all things were made, and without it nothing was made that has been made. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. This we have now is not imagination. This is not grief or joy. Not a judging state or an elation or sadness. Those come and go. This is the presence that doesn't. This that we are now created the body cell by cell, like bees building a honeycomb. The human body and the universe grew from this, not this from the human body and the universe. Rumi. The visible universe has many weathers and variations, but uncle, oh uncle, the universe of the creation word, the divine command to be, that universe of qualities is beyond any pointing to, more intelligent than intellect, and more spiritual than spirit. No being is unconnected to that reality, and that connection cannot be said. There is no separation and no return. Rumi. The Holy Spirit, the energy of God in us, is the true door. We know the Holy Spirit as energy and not as notions and words. Wherever there is attention, the Holy Spirit is there. Wherever there is love and faith, the Holy Spirit is there. All of us are capable of recognizing the Holy Spirit when it is present. Thich Nhat Hanh. The practice is to recognize that the Holy Spirit is here. God the Father is here. The other dimension is here, available. Thy kingdom come, in fact, the kingdom does not have to come, and you do not have to go to it. It is already here. There is no coming, no going. That is the language of Buddhism. Thich Nhat Hanh. Your true nature is the nature of no birth and no death. Birth is a notion and death is a notion, among the other notions to be removed. We live our day-by-day lives in the historical dimension. We are a child of the Holy Spirit, a child of the Buddha. We are born of mindfulness. Thich Nhat Hanh. Heaven is here on earth, and earth is there in heaven. So heaven here does not mean a spot in space. Our Father and the heaven where our Father is are not in a distant place situated in space. They are in our hearts. Thich Nhat Hanh. Awakening is a shift in consciousness in which thinking and awareness separate. Instead of being lost in your thinking, when you are awake, you recognize yourself as the awareness behind it. Awareness is conscious connection with universal intelligence. Another word for it is presence, consciousness without thought. Eckhart Tolle. Through the present moment, you have access to the power of life itself, that which has traditionally been called God. Even belief in God is only a poor substitute for the living reality of God, manifest in every moment of your life. Eckhart Tolle. The essence of who you are is consciousness. Eckhart Tolle. The whole comprises all that exists. It is the world or the cosmos. But all things in existence, from microbes to human beings to galaxies, are not really separate things or entities, but form a part of the web of interconnected, multidimensional process. However, there is an even deeper level to the whole and the interconnectedness of everything in existence. At that deeper level, all things are one. It is the source, the unmanifested one life. It is the timeless intelligence that manifests in a universe unfolding in time. The whole is made up of existence and being, the manifested and the unmanifested, the world in God. So when you become aligned with the whole, you become a conscious part of the interconnectedness of the whole and its purpose. The emergence of consciousness into this world. Eckhart Tolle.